So how did this become the greatest explosion that no one has ever heard of?
That, Sam, is a great question, and one I get all the time when I have gone coast to coast on the book tour. It actually really was the biggest man-made explosion until the A-bomb, and we know that because J. Robert Oppenheimer is the guy who figured it out. This is one-fifth the power of the atomic bomb. 25,000 homeless, 9,000 wounded, 2,000 dead, all in a split second. And why don't we know about this? I would guess three reasons. One is it's World War I, so we don't know as much about World War I as World War II. Two, it's 100 years ago, so that speaks for itself. And three, it's Canada, and we don't know that much about Canada either, frankly, although it's got such strong American ties with Boston basically saving the city. You'd think we'd know more about it, and when people learn about the Americans' role in this, you feel good about the story, and I'm surprised more people don't know about it.